Well, I know I went to hunting. When I first seen him, I didn't know what it was, you know. Me and my cousin, he told me, run, Mike, run. I said, run for what? He said, look at that thing yonder. And they're pretty, too. Well, I didn't smell nothing. When I seen the next one, I run at him. I bet you I come back. Shit. I know one of them killed my nephew's dog. That dog got at one of them. That dog killed him. But he killed that dog. That dog lay down there with drawing short breath. I told my brother-in-law, I said, now best thing you better do, try to get some of that perfume and go on that dog. Oh, he all right, that dog died that night. Oh, but the thing stick. Now they had that another they call mint. You don't know, but that's a pretty high.
Yeah.
I'd work money to. But they don't stink. The other's a poor cat.
Did you ever have a lot of things that would come and raid your hen nest?
Snake and polecat. One of them had his head up under that hen, in my hen house. Well, I had a 410 shotgun, you know. What I did, I put that gun between his head here and that chicken and shot him in the neck. But believe me, I had to get them clothes off and go jump in the basket. Things stink, the whole thing was stink. And they'll stink 3 or 4 days after you kill them. That's a polecat. Some people call them polecats.
All those things that just always bother you and were always bothering you when you're on the farm, you call them what? Just all them little animals?
Well, in fact, all of them had a name, such as a mick.
Yeah.
A possum.
But did you have a name for all of them? You know, have a name that would call all of them?
Oh, yeah.
All of them put together, you just say, you know, you'd hear something out in the hen house and you'd say, boy, I'm going to get my gun and run out and kill them.
Oh, no, you don't know what it is in there. Sometimes it's a possum, sometimes it's a skunk.
A bark. Yeah.
And again, it's something else would go at them. A snake, one of them big old snakes. In fact, one was in my hen house. I killed him. And you know them old country dolly? They got them house. She only seen that. Well, I didn't go in there, but there's another lady with me. And she jumped and skinned her leg. Yeah, and that mess us up. I said, what's the matter? She said, you just think come kill that thing. I said, you kill him. You said, I ain't going in there. What about you? No one was in my house. You see, they had all that kind of junk, but the houses are so bad. They don't have to come through that door. They can come through that chimney, come through a crack, all like that. And you got to be careful. Well, they get in the chicken nest too, you know. You know what they do? They swallow them maybe. And they wrap around the tree and bust them. I seen that for myself.
Yeah.
That's what you call a chicken snake. And people talking about they ain't bad, like, my dog tell me they ain't bad, but they got teeth. They gonna hurt you if they bite you. Of course, they might have poison you. But shit, I don't want to start to bite me.
All the things that bother you, you call them, all those animals, would you call them, would you have a name for them?
Got a name for all of them.
Var, would you ever call them a var?
The what?
Did you ever say they were just a bunch of var?
No, they were a bunch of something, I don't know, either a snake or a possum or a skunk. Or something, you got name for all of them.
What was a varmint?
Well, I don't know.
You've never heard of people call them varmints? Okay.
No, I never heard that.
Yeah. What kind of squirrels you got?
Well, they got them fox squirrels, them flying squirrels, but them super big squirrels, them black squirrels, yellow squirrels, I don't know what name they call them.
Got any boomers, you know?
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. Now, tell me about the fish you get here.
Yeah? Oh, they got some nice fish here. They got goose, they got garfish, they got catfish, they got trout, they got striped bar.
What kind of seafood do you commonly get?